next guest, Pete Hoekstra. U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, spent 18 years in the House of Representatives with House Intelligence Committee chair. He's been around the block. He's currently the chair of the Michigan Republican Party and chair of the Center for Security Policy Board of Advisors. Pete, good to have you back.
It's always good to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
So Donald Trump coming to Michigan, he's going to be in Wisconsin as well, my understanding. He's going to be in Green Bay, and he's also going to be in Michigan tomorrow. One of the topics, I mean, let's be clear about this, this horrible murder on the west side of the state, not far from where you live, of Ruby Garcia, murdered brutally, dumped along 131 inside the city of Grand Rapids. Look, Grand Rapids is a great town, right? This is not the sort of thing you expect to see inside that beautiful city, and here we are because of this open border policy. I mean, open borders, it must be the policy, Pete, because there's no other explanation. We're the United States of America. Can we close a border?
Well, sure we can. You know, we used to have presidents who cared about the border, who recognized that a border is one of those things that you identify with if you want to be a nation state. If you want to be recognized as a country, you have to have borders. Now, what we've seen, you know, with the Biden administration is a true commitment to open borders. You know, I think we are now over 10 million people who have crossed that border during this president's tenure from over, 120 different countries. The majority of people now crossing the border on a daily basis are no longer from Mexico. They are from, you know, the rest of the world, whether it's Central America, whether it's China, whether it's Africa. It's an open border policy, and that means that the front line for border security, think about it, the front line for border security has now moved from our borders.
Yeah.
To our local communities, our local.
Well, let's look at this. And here's the one thing that really stands out. I don't know what the case is with the accused killer in Georgia with Lake and Riley there. But I do know this because of reporting from Michigan News Source and others here in Michigan, that the suspect being held in the brutal murder of Ruby Garcia was thrown out of the country the 29th of September 2020 under the former administration, deported. Came back at some point undetected, which means, by definition, the accused killer is a gotaway. Because the border is so overwhelmed, you've got hundreds of thousands of gotaways. What else is in this mix? Gang members, drug mules, Chinese nationals, 50,000 of them estimated now. What are we doing, Pete? Why are we committing national suicide? Why are we doing this? What is the goal of the administration? What do they get out of this besides destroying the country?
Yeah, I think that's a question a lot of us ask. Why is there this almost religious zeal to open borders? Because all of the things that you raised about possibilities of who these people are, no, that's exactly who these people are. There are gang members, there are drug dealers, potential terrorists, who knows about the 50,000 people that have been identified as coming from China. These all pose a risk. And, you know, now there have been terrorist attacks in Iran by ISIS. There was a terrorist attack in Moscow recently. One of our generals, former generals, who, you know, not a mark of honor, but led the withdrawal out of Afghanistan, has said, you know, that the country is very, very much at risk from a terrorist attack because ISIS-K, as they are identified, has made it clear they want to attack the United States on our soil, and with open borders, it just makes it that much easier. It's frightening, that we are putting our communities at risk with this crazy policy of open borders. We love immigrants, but let's manage this process. We've done it before. We can do it again.
And we can do it properly. Look, America welcomes a million. Sure. Legal immigrants a year. We can also have a work program that is, okay, can we tidy up the work program so people can come and go faster? Sure. But this whole idea that the borders are broken and the immigration system's broken and therefore we can't do anything, we're just helpless, because that's what Democrats have you believe. Oh, we just can't do a thing about it. We're just helpless. You know, and if the Republicans would just support this border bill, which is not a border bill at all, it would normalize 5,000 illegals a day. That's not normal. And nor should it be normalized at
no,
all,
it's not.
Right? I mean, this is insanity defined, Pete.
Yeah, and you know, the scary thing here, Steve, is this is all done by executive order or by lack of executive action. You know, the Biden administration, by the decisions that they have made, have decided that, you know, they believe open borders are the most appropriate way to not manage immigration. I mean, it is frightening what they are doing. You know, and I go back to early in my career in Congress. There was a young man who was serving as a park ranger in Oregon Pipe National Forest. That's in Arizona. And back then, he was gunned down by people coming across the border with illegal drugs. This has been a problem that's been around for a long time, but it now has been exacerbated by an open border policy coming from the Biden administration. It was a dangerous border before, but when you decide not to manage it, when you know, your border enforcement people are there just to process people into the country rather than to protect our borders, you have chaos. And you put our communities and our citizens around the country at risk, whether it is Atlanta, whether it is in Grand Rapids. Actually, the accused murderer here in Grand Rapids was arrested probably less than 2 miles from my house. So, you know, it affects all of us.
It does affect all of us, and it's devastating to all of us because our resources are drained. I just ran a clip here at the top of the program, Pete. Denver's had 40,000 come into that city. Just one city, one place. They're overwhelmed. And in fact, the guy that's there to greet the migrants, the illegals, says to them in Spanish now, look, we've got no place for you. You're too late. All the jobs have been taken. All the places have been taken. And so they're offering them bus tickets and plane tickets anywhere they want to go, plus a ride to the Canadian border if that helps them. This is what they're doing in Denver. This is the state of things in America. So if it's Denver, that means it's Portland. That means it's Cleveland. That means it's going to be Detroit and Milwaukee and all these other places. I mean, we are officially overwhelmed.
It is already all of these communities. We know that. You and I know that. And our services are overwhelmed. It's not just law enforcement. It is our welfare service programs. It is our service and assistance program. They are all overwhelming local communities' ability to serve their citizens are now stressed because of these kinds of numbers, unprecedented numbers coming into their communities. You know, for a while they thought, don't worry about it. It's a Texas problem. It's an Arizona problem. It's a California problem. No, this is America's problem. And it is all of our communities now that are facing these issues. And take a look at what's happening in some of these cities. I mean, you know, you've got New York City, where
all these problems. Pete, I need you to hold that thought there because I do want to talk about the police officer brutally killed, because law and order is also something completely out of control in this country. And these gang members, we just ran, I'll tell you about this after the break, but we just ran all this video in Boston of one rapist after another rapist, after all the illegals being arrested, rounded up in a single day, and the officer saying, we don't have enough time in the day to get them all. Pete Hoekstra with us. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.